Good evening, everyone. It is April 3rd. Welcome to The Spin. John, welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining. Tyler, in a different background, where are you this fine evening?
I'm in Carmel, Indiana. My wife's doing quarterfinals this weekend, and the CrossFit Westfield is the team that she's on, so we had to drive up here from Bloomington. So we're staying in Carmel this weekend.
Do you say caramel or caramel, Spin?
It is caramel. I used to live up in the Indianapolis area, so it is caramel.
Carmel, the city.
Not Carmel. Not Carmel. Yeah. Like
it's
not California people.
It's spelled different?
Yeah, it's spelled different. It's not spelled like caramel.
Okay.
Well, if you are here looking for Colton Mertens and Jake Berman, you are exactly 7 days too early. Unfortunately, on Monday, he had a little bit of a timing issue, couldn't make it. So he and Colton agreed to push it back 1 week. The good news is we do have some new sponsors down there. So Hero Barbell and Swolverine have stepped up, and now it'll be a winner take all next Wednesday, same time, $1,000 to the winner, 100 fastest bar facing burpees.
That's exciting.
So yeah, yeah. And then we also have another sponsor, Manta Sleep. So,
so bummed I don't get
finally
to wear
got
him,
and I forgot mine. So hopefully John remembers.
I have my bedroom. You want me to go get it real quick?
You better get it because we got that'll be coming up here. They are sponsoring the blind rankings. Go ahead and wait. When we're getting that set up, we will start it off. The Iron Hog, can John do 100 bar facing burpees? How fast can you do 100 bar facing burpees, John?
Around 5 minutes.
So you need a 20.
I think I've done it before, and I was like 450 something.
So you need like 20 to 25 burpee head start against those guys.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's wild when you think about it that way, isn't it?
All right, well, we don't have to make me feel bad when I'm pretty sure I'm beating both of you in that workout, but I don't know if I might be able to beat it.
At that.
I'd do a 30 burpee head start. If you want to give me a 30 burpee head start, I will go live with both of them. it's see if I can win.
In the post I made on Monday, Hiller said, how about Savon for 30? Getting a head start. And
I think Savon would need a 60 burpee head start.
It's going to be interesting to see how fast those guys can go. But next Wednesday, Colton versus Jake.
Dude, if y'all are serious, and I get the money, if I win, I will absolutely send it for 70 burpees. go as fast as I can until I can't go anymore.
I think we need to leave it to the guys that actually finish a complete 100. All right. First of all, you'll see down there is a live call-in number. Feel free to call in at any time if you want to weigh in. We won't let you stay as long as Travis was last time, but if you have a comment, go for it. And then later this evening, a new segment, CrossFit Games Trivia, but it's not with both of these guys. It is with John versus the world. One of you guys will be able to call in, compete against John for some trivia questions. The person who does call in first to that segment will receive a $20 gift card from Paper Street Coffee. So just for participating, you get $20 Paper Street Coffee. And if you can actually beat John, you will get one of the very limited barbell spin flags. So
the very limited.
Very limited. There's been
they're
one
really hard for him to make, guys. So I have to try to beat everybody.
So it's up to you, John, not to reduce my inventory. You are muted, Tyler. Glee, if you call, have a take and don't suck. That's true. Mint trading cards, $9.99 annual payment to get my logo on the banner. We'll see about that. But I do appreciate the $9.99. All right. First off, before John loses his mind on the team quarterfinals workout, we will start off with some viewer comments. First one comes from one of our favorite fans out in Australia. At Kathy Stan, 4379. Getting in the mindset of Ricky would have been freaking awesome. The guy trained by himself for 4 years to make a comeback in the space where 90% of the population hated him. That mindset is next level. Oh, and he's a super nice guy. She then commented after that, Ariel at number two is horseshit. So
I agree. That was all Tyler. And he has to wrestle Burton for it. He's paid his dues.
I don't think it would have been cool to be in Ricky's head. Like how dark it probably would have gotten in the middle of that 4 year period. That probably would have sucked. So it's like, yeah, it feels cool on the other end, but like in the depths of it, no way.
Because wasn't it the first? Was it 2018 that he did the open workouts with everybody, or was it the game? Like he did one of the workouts that first year, I think. And then he kind of just like, then it was quiet for a few years, right? Like I think he still did the fire that first year. But that second and third year, he did the whole thing.
2020 he did the first five workouts, showed that he would have qualified. Like he did a whole bunch of stuff in 2020.
Yeah. I think that's probably the only way you can kind of keep your mindset there. Blind Rankings is also back tonight. Hopefully you guys can do better than last week.
Where's the marker?
Well, we got a new layout. I don't know. Tell us if you like it down there. A little bit cleaner setup.
Oh, I like the where you could
see. You like the rundown?
John, Yeah. John doesn't know where he's at.
Yeah. I know what's coming.
He didn't know what's coming.
Well, if you guys do not like it, let me know and I'll switch back. At Lynn Jarek, I think CrossFit Media, I guess maybe us, needs to change their narrative on Hyrox and their athletes. Hyrox Media welcomes CrossFit athletes with open arms, celebrates them when they win even when they win casual CrossFitters. But Talking Elite Fitness and other CrossFit media, so maybe not us, are dismissive of Hyrox and not celebrating their athletes when they win, like Mirham and other Hyrox guys who made the quarterfinals. Isn't CrossFit to be welcoming to all? John, I'll let you take this because you did answer in the comments. I'll let you elaborate here live.
Oh, I answered this? I don't remember responding.
Would you like me to read so you kind of stay on track?
Hold on. Let me answer it and we'll see if it's the same thing. Because I'm curious if I say the same stuff or if I just kind of rant on different things. I don't know. I would say the second anybody from Hyrox does anything at the games, that I would first want to celebrate them. If like when they win, for instance, I'll give an example. I wanted so badly for Hunter McIntyre to make it to the Ruck Run because in 2019, and he got cut the event before the Ruck Run, and Lucas Hogberg destroyed everybody. There was a German fella who was right behind him, but he destroyed everybody. And then
Josh Wistrup.
Yeah, Wistrup. He was second. And he was with him for a while. Then Lucas Hogberg kind of took over. Hunter would have destroyed both of those guys by more of a margin than they destroyed the rest of the field. And I want to see dominance in what you are good at. I love seeing that. I love seeing Fraser's Friendly Fran. I love seeing Froning 21-15-9. I want to see people be dominant in the things that they are dominant at. Right? Now, that doesn't mean I want Tia to just kill everybody, but like somebody who specializes in something, I like seeing how much better they are than everybody else. I like seeing the Mertens wins, right? And Hunter would have had one of those in the Ruck Run. He's the Hyrox King. So the second Mirham makes the games and beats Tia in a 5K and then just freaking dick slaps Tia in a 5K race, then I will be all for it, singing her praises. I don't care if you win the open. I have been vehemently loud about that forever. I tell Brian all the time that the Open doesn't matter when you try to do your rankings, because when he picks his people, he likes to think about the Open and semifinals. That's not the games. So the second she does anything in the games, I will celebrate. I will give her praise and I will give her flowers. But until then, I don't care. Now, maybe other media people do care. You know, I know I'm very game centric and I'm not much on the other competitions other than, like, you know, Rogue and Wadapalooza, depending on the field. But that has been my position with High Rocks people forever. I don't care that Christy Aramo won a local Houston race. I like, you know what I mean? Whenever she beats all the Elite 15 people, then I'm for it. I'm pretty sure when Ricky tried High Rocks, I told Spin and everybody else, it's not that big of a deal because he can't beat the top guys. He would have to lose 20 pounds and dedicate his life to beat those guys. So I have the same position on Ricky and Christy Aramo that I do on Mir him in CrossFit. You're just not seeing those two together. I think that's fair. What do you say?
That's pretty much what you said. I mean, you've said it over and over again. Like, outside of the top 20 at the games, I don't think you really care about them too much, John.
I don't. You don't matter.
Make the top 20, and then John will start talking about you. You'll get close to the mountain. But if you're outside of that, yeah, good luck. Hopefully Tyler gets back, considering he's somewhere not at home. That's basically what you said, John. You said I would celebrate High Rocks athletes with open arms at the games. The Open is wildly different, especially since the workouts are easier than they used to be. Should Mirham make the games, it'll be all love. She's getting mostly the brunt of negativity because I believe Gracie got robbed. So we talked about hashtag Gracie got robbed.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's a terrible position to come from.
Yeah. So let's see. At SLP Baseball 2, is John an elementary school gym teacher? I didn't know anyone cared that much about rope climbs.
I'd probably make more money if I was an elementary school gym teacher.
And then at Station 2 Fitness Gym, seated legless rope climbs to 8 feet. I think he's talking about potential quarterfinal workouts. Tape line, both hands over and then back down. 8 feet can be easily done. Most rig uprights are 8 feet too. Cheaper to buy more ropes than GHDs, but definitely agree, no GHDs. High volume of toes to bar.
So, I think that's a hard standard to judge for as far as the seated. Like, you'd have to video everybody and their feet would, I guess the feet would just have to be off the ground before you start.
Right.
That's really creative. I like that a lot. I don't think CrossFit is that creative. As you see the team workouts, they don't even know how to do work open. They just made harder open workouts.
We will get that to in a second. Extra sloppy dick slap made my night. So good job, John.
You're welcome.
And LDY2742, thank you for the $4.99. These lightweights are super welcoming.
We'll have to wait and see.
Speaking of lightweights, John, it's time for some quarterfinals talk. The workouts came out a few hours ago. Your first comment on the thread was, I don't like these workouts. So let's take a quick look at them.
Okay, can we get context? There was a lot of people chimed in before I chimed in. It wasn't like I was the first one to say I didn't like them.
No, but your first comment was, I don't like these.
Yeah, that's
very simple, to the point. I knew you were not happy about it. So
the first workout is my favorite one.
Male-female pairs, alternating pairs every 2 minutes for 5 rounds, 10 synchro lateral burpees over the bar, 10 synchro front squats, and max ring muscle-ups, 185, 125. Not bad.
I love this workout. I people think that I'm going to go off the rails on the workouts, but these are the team workouts. They are a lot of things similarly tested that we tested in the Open. I don't understand Dave's obsession with freaking deadlifts. Like, I just don't. It's like every single thing has to have deadlifts in it. It's I really don't. And I mean, there was no rope climbs or GHDs. I think that's what some people are getting at. But the team workouts for the last 2 years have not been indicative of the individual workouts at all. Now, I know the very first year they were like the exact same, but I've been indicative of the individual workouts. Really, like there's not a core. But so I'm not going to freak out that much because the team workouts last year I thought were trash too. as far as like testing and stuff goes, I think they're better than this year, but they're not great. But when you compare them to the individuals, it's not super bad. So if you want to talk about this workout individually,
yeah, I mean this one I think is probably the, like I probably would agree with you. This one probably is the best one. What are your thoughts on synchro? James Hobart spoke to it on Death By, I guess it was maybe yesterday. He hated synchro. Tim Paulson liked it. Do you like the synchro? Do you think there's a place for it in teams, or maybe as much as what happened or what we're seeing nowadays?
And this workout individually, I think it feels like they just stuck synchro on there because they didn't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to have one person go and then the next person go? Like, synchro helps that a lot, right? I think synchro is very important in team competition because it separates the true teams from the people that just got a lot of good, got, you know, good people from around their area together. So, like, I, like, as far as the worm and synchro stuff goes, I'm all for it. The max muscle ups are not synchro.
Right.
So, and I think this is a really good workout. Like, I think you're not going to burpee very fast. I think the front squats are heavy. You know, you do five sets at 10 at 185. That's no joke. Like, I would love this workout as an individual workout. I think that would be really juicy. Every 2 minutes for five rounds. So 10 minutes total, but 10 burpees, 10 front squats, and then max muscle ups. Your score is the muscle ups.
With some type of rest in between?
No.
Oh, just straight through. You get 2 minutes and then you got to go back. And
every 2 minutes. Again. Yeah. You have 10, 10, and then max muscle ups, an amazing individual workout. And then your score is how many muscle ups you get. Tiebreaker is whatever lift you want to throw on after the 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes to do a whatever lift, amount of time, and then hip flexion with the burpees. And then there's really, I think people would get really, really tired fast when you're doing max muscle ups for five rounds. Like, that's a big separating type of a workout. I would love that as an individual workout. I don't think it's a bad team workout at all. And then after this is where it goes south.
Yeah. See, Tyler he's frozen. He's trying to get back in. He's restarted his computer, but no luck.
The people say they can't hear me. Do I need to come back?
You're like cutting out and then come back in. You're mostly okay, but not great. So you'll go you want 10 me to leave seconds. And come back? Yeah, go ahead. I'll walk through the workouts and then you come back and can tell us how much you hate them. All right. Second workout for the teams. 50, 30, 20 reps for time, alternating dumbbell snatches. All teammates are synchronized. And then toes to bar, pairs are synchronized. 70-pound dumbbell for the men and a 50-pound dumbbell for the women. Time cap of 20 minutes. And then we will go to workout three. This one, male, female pairs. The first pair is followed, the men followed by the women. A 500-meter row, 50 handstand push-ups. One station, so they have to switch back and forth as needed. 50 wall ball shots, synchro. And then pair one, followed by pair two, 50 synchro wall ball shots, 50 handstand push-ups, and a 500-meter row. Standard 20-pound, 14-pound wall ball, 10 and 9 feet. time cap of 25 minutes. And then our last one, only four. Again, female, female, and male, male pairs. As many reps as possible in 15 minutes. 30 deadlifts for the women, 30 deadlifts for the men, 30 shoulder to overhead for the female, and 30 shoulder overhead for the male. 315-pound deadlifts for the men, 205 for the women, and then 185, 125 for the shoulder to overhead. Asymmetric ears. Why meters, not calories? I do not like the meters versus calories. I thought in the open, you don't get a benefit for pushing as hard on the row as you do with calories when it comes versus meters. I don't know. I think it's probably, like you said, it does not read pretty. Do you agree, John?
The meters?
Yeah, doing meters in the third workout.
No, I mean, I always think cows are better than meters, but it's, I mean, I have way less of a problem on that type of stuff than I know than a lot of other people do. But I mean, I'm in everybody else's camp with like cows is so much better than meters. I think, I don't know. It's J.R. Taylor could articulate it much better than I can of why cows is better than meters, but I'm not near as mad about that as I am other things.
Sir trolls a lot. Meters incentivizes going slow. Sean M disagrees. Cows versus meter does not matter one bit. Not sure. I feel like you can, if you go hard for calories, you can get a much better, a bigger gap, right? Like,
yeah, meters is less separation,
right? Tyler, are you alive? No, he is not. He is out. John, workout four. Have we seen enough deadlifts?
Yeah, man. I think this is a Castro special. I think deadlift is his favorite lift, and he puts it, and it biases his programming.
Yes. Four workouts. I know it's teams. I don't think any of these will make a difference.
I also think the women's weights should be much heavier. And like the weights are not equally distributed men versus women. Again, like you're testing, like this is not the open. It's not supposed to be inclusive. You're testing to separate people. And like women, strong women or fit women have been shown to move. Like this is a 2007 weight distribution right now. I think it should be 225 and 135. And the women who can do the 135 shoulder to overhead should be able to create that gap.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now we talked last week. You were going to High Rocks if you don't see rope climbs and GHD sit ups. After seeing these four workouts,
I think I said I
should. Are you ready to head over to High Rocks and start competing?
No, again, it's team. It's team. It's not individual. And the team events have not looked anything like the individual events the last 2 years. I'm not super I think these workouts are pretty trash, but again, like team, not a lot of people sign up for teams. They have trouble getting as many teams as they can for semifinals. Like if you look at what could qualify, like you don't have to be very good to qualify as a team to semifinals. Now, once you're in semifinals, you do have to be pretty good, but I think like as far as qualifying the right people to the team semifinal, it's literally who wants to do it, who's capable of doing these workouts. It's not necessarily needing to separate that much. Now, for individuals, it's completely opposite. my big thing for individuals is like you have to have things that separate people. And there's just not very many hard skills or heavy weights. And you can call 315 a heavy weight, but it's not, it doesn't test like brute strength. You know what I mean? And like, I'm all for earning your strength. I'm all for earning that. But if they're like, you know, there needs to be that 245, 265 snatch or that 275, 315 clean and jerk that separates the real deal people. And like, if you have to do a lot of fitness to get there, I'm 100% on board with that. But there is no, and I'm not even, this isn't about like for me personally, but like the games people not get separated. Like you look at these workouts, none of them are good for tall people. None of them. Like if you're over 6 foot, you're pretty screwed. That row is insignificant, that 500 meter row.
Right. Because
you got 50 freaking handstand pushups that all the little guys are going to do in 50 seconds. Right. And then it's not even like you have a lot of wall balls to take away. It's 50 wall balls. I know it's right after the 50 handstand pushups. So like, you know, you're juiced up a little bit, but 50 wall balls is not separating anybody. So many people can do that unbroken, right? And like the team workouts are really just how good are your women for the most part. Cause, and then like for the really fit people, this dumbbell is going to affect like 70, 50, 30, 20 on that 70 pound dumbbell. That affects a lot. Like that's hard, but it's still a toe to bar workout. It's synchronized toe to bar. It's 100 toe to bar. It's a toe to bar workout, which means little people, yeah. Right? You already take away the row and the wall balls, which means little people. The ring muscle ups are the crux of the workout, which means little people.
Well, then it has burpees
and then,
too.
What was the other one? The deadlifts and shoulder to overhead. Yeah, strong people. On that one, but it's not that big of an advantage because it's endurance. It's a 15 minute.
I still think it'll be the shorter people who can cycle those things faster if they are strong enough. Seth Page, jump ship training. His hair's really short there, or he's in a bun. Do you guys think that the team quarterfinals is too gymnastics focused? Are they trying to make up for the Open's lack of skill?
Not at all. I don't think it's gymnastics focused enough.
Here's my thought. They're not trying to worry about the top 5 or 10 teams in each region that qualify. What they care about is trying to separate 25 through 35 on the quarterfinal leaderboard. Like these feel like those types of work. Like, can you do the requisite amount of work and make it into the top 30 in each region? This is not to separate the top 10, right? Like those top 10 teams are going to qualify.
And I agree.
Not a problem. My concern is, do these foreshadow what we're going to start seeing in individual quarterfinals? And that is,
that's a big question.
Are they going to be something similar to this where it's not, I think they're in the individual side. I think you could see some people not qualify to semifinals that probably could, if it was programmed differently.
Individual was these workouts and whatever individual, I bet you there are 10 people that made semifinals last year that don't make semifinals this year. And like, when I say 10 people, I mean like 10 names that we know, not just 10 randoms.
Yeah.
I think somebody like Fikowski has a hard time making it to semifinals with these workouts.
I completely agree with that.
And if Fikowski has a hard time, guess what? Yella Hosta for dang sure ain't making it. You know what I'm saying?
It's teams. I don't think there's a whole lot of people that are too concerned about it. But the teams are so weak when you get past each region, past the top 10.
100%. Right. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it's just like, hey, these are hard workouts. We're just getting people who deserve to be here, like capacity wise, to through on the team side. And then individuals will be different, will be just different workouts. That's how it has also, that's how it has been the last 2 years as well. So, but we did see, you know, GHDs, handstand walking and rope climbs in team workouts the years previous.
Right. And there's not, there's no floor plans. There's
not that here. So like, right.
Yeah. There's no floor plans. I mean, you got to figure most of the, unless you're Invictus or maybe a couple of affiliates, you have one team going through this at each affiliate and there's no floor plans. Individuals, we've already talked about, there's a lot of people that are doing this. So if there's gonna be no floor plans, no shuttle runs, no handstand walking, I mean, it's going to be, I think it's gonna be the exact same. Like, no, not much different.
I really hope it's not, I really hope that's not the case. I will be as upset as people think I was supposed to be today if it's the, if that is the case. And well, the last 2 years have proven that that's not the case. So, like, I have hope. When I agree with Nick, that's wild.
Nick free zero Olympic lifts in the open and quarters is wild.
Is my mic still bad, Brian?
Yeah, you keep kind of cutting out. It was like you're talking and it kind of just keeps kind of blipping.
Let me try the, let me try a different, like my computer mic.
Tyler is in a different city. He's traveling for his wife's, she's doing the quarterfinals on a team. And so he is not at home and his internet or computer is glitchy and he tries to log in, but he kind of freezes up every time. So for right now, just me and John and his stuttering mic. JR Howell, JR, if you want to join, let me know. The cream all will always rise. The top 10 are in regardless, but those who really care about 21 to 40, many of us definitely will be some disappointments. Hopefully there are five scores and one is not a max. So he's talking about the individuals and if there's going to be a part A, part B.
Is this better?
It sounds tingier, but it's actually, hopefully it doesn't cut out on you, which is better than nothing. So we'll go with that.
Okay. Okay.
Any
other come on, JR, because we need a third.
Yeah, JR could be definitely a good lifeline for the trivia here coming up.
Oh, dang, soon. I might be in it if JR is in. I gotta get, I gotta like bow up a little bit. JR, I'm not scared of Tyler in the world. JR, I gotta get, you know,
yeah,
he
might help the lucky caller. Anything else before we move on? Team quarterfinal workouts. Otherwise, we're going to be going to blind rankings and you're going to be able to call it all.
When I'm JR comes on.
I don't know.
Is he coming?
Keith, on? You want to join?
Send a link.
Keith, you want to join? Oh, hold on. We got a special guest coming here soon.
Tyler again.
We got somebody coming on. It's not Tyler. All right. Do you want to go get your mask while we transition to some blind rankings?
All right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. Next up is blind rankings. So for those who have seen the last few weeks, Manta Sleep is now an official sponsor of the Spin. If you go down into the link, the description below, you will see there is a discount code, 10% off, use code SPIN, and you will save 10% off of your sleep mask, which John is going to get. Seth.
What's up?
Thanks for joining.
happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, man. Very cool for joining. Have you seen Blind Rankings before?
I have seen it. Yeah, so you're going to give a list of things, and then I'm going to have to choose with John where to put them, and then you're going to trick us into picking the wrong order, right?
That's exactly how it works. 100%. Yes. Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, there he comes. Manta sleep. John has his sleep mask on. He cannot see it. So John has his sleep mask on. He cannot see anything. Perfect for blind rankings. As always, nobody knows what's coming up, but this time you guys are going to guess.
Instagram. Who's on here? Is this the jump this ship guy?
It is Seth from Jump Ship.
What's up, man?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good.
The topic this week is Instagrammers. You're going to rate and rank the top five Instagrammers of our list. Not the top five ever, but five CrossFitters. You're going to rank them on their Instagramming abilities.
On if we like their Instagram or just who is the most followers.
That's, again, up to you. Not most followers. This is the quality of Instagram.
Oh, I like quality. So, this goes hand in hand with Pedro's question earlier today, which drove me nuts that no one answered it. So
it's interesting because I had no idea what, so that Seth, what kind of a guy Seth is. So this will be fun.
You probably can't run him over like you do Tyler. So we'll see.
So Spiegel has to be five. I will not stand for thirst.
That's if she's on there. All right. First one. Pat Vellner.
I like Pat Vellner's Instagram. I think he posts quality stuff. He's a real funny guy. I would say two, just in case there's somebody that's, you know, great that I don't know about.
I might put him three. I feel like he is very genuine and he's funny, but I feel like I haven't seen as much good stuff from him lately. Maybe he's focused somewhere else, but two or three I think is totally fair.
Did you see his blow up on 24.3?
I did.
That is value right there. Wasn't he the one that made the hopper video? The one where the American sniper shot hopper in the row video on the deadlift?
He also has one of the funniest Instagram videos I think I've ever seen with I can't remember the song that was trending, but when he was falling off the cargo net, I think him and Rob did like a collab on a video like years ago when he fell off the cargo net at the games. It was one of the funniest Instagram posts I've ever seen.
I think he's got to be two, man. I really do.
All right, I can go with that. I think
Rebecca Bousselet?
Oh yeah.
I think she has a great Instagram. She posts stuff all the time, and she's hilarious. Like she's
quite talented with that.
Yeah.
All right, Hiller, we'll have you break the tie.
I don't think he needs to be on this show. He's going to ruin it with his follower nonsense.
I've always wanted to do this.
Would you put Vellner at number two or number three?
I don't. I don't
this
know.
This isn't followers. This is just. Do you like his quality of work?
Quality of Instagramming. You're gonna rank the top five
between Fuselet and Vellner. Fuselet.
Nope. No. Two or three.
Do you think of? We don't know. You guys don't know who the second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, give me up to speed. So. I have no idea what's going on. I saw that time.
My goodness.
Let's
just go three, so we have more.
I know how the game works. I just don't know what we're ranking.
More ranking, you know, I'm talking
Instagrammer
about more,
quality.
Okay.
Is that fair? So, I'll rock with three for that.
Three.
Yeah, it's fair. Right,
so Valner's the only one up. Okay.
All right. Next up, Dallin Pepper.
Ooh.
I feel like he does. More
I don't think I can bump him.
Post.
Yeah, I don't think I could put him above Pat yet. He's like maybe he's. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I can totally put him both.
My Pat needed to be two because it's not that
we're
going to
get stuffed on number one. Right. I already know we're going to get so stuffed on number one. It's going to be awful.
It can't be as bad as Errol Lowen. No offense, Errol Lowen. You're great.
Dude, you pegged on her leg too.
I know.
No one should ever do a documentary on Ariel.
I remember. Dallin. I say Dallin for four.
I'm with you.
I'm fair. Yeah, go Miller? Ahead. Fair. Okay. Four is good. Yeah. I would have actually probably put Pat at four retrospectively, though.
All right. That's well, why, you weren't. That's why
this is tough. But Dallin can't be two.
No.
So.
All right. Next.
Danny Spiegel.
One.
I don't know what Instagram looks like, but
you can make a case. You can make a case for both. Look at the way she had, not my style, but look at the way she commands attention. Not my style, but you can make a case for one or five.
That's a great point. But what is the purpose of
social media? This is our style of show.
Then five, you maybe know, even to, seven or 20.
Hey, I give her number one. She's got the most followers.
You get to send me dick pics, and she'll be number one. But she's not. She's number five. Because this is a great Christian moral show.
You guys got to come to an agreement.
We said five.
Five? All right,
well, you guys are going to be...
Hiller, you could have heavy influence in the next two ones, because I know that...
Well... He's going to hand us Sporty Beth next.
That would be fantastic.
She would be my five.
And Spiegel, we are back into a corner here. We are back into a corner.
We are. We're completely...
It's going to be like Mikey Swoosh, and now we're going to throw up these three or something.
Brooke Wells.
Oh. I'm comfortable with her at two.
You know what? I don't have a choice. It's gonna have to be two, but I'll say my part. I think her stuff is well produced on Instagram, but I don't have any value from her in her post. It's either a random snippet of her doing muscle ups or a barbell clean, or she's selling me something that I don't care about. There's no value in her Instagram. It's one of the ones that drives me the most crazy.
You don't think you see the human side of Brooke Wells when right. she's getting in that ice?
That's my point. She's only selling.
Is there a description to how we're choosing these people, or was it just choose?
You got to just rank them based on
them or not.
Oh, I would have put Dallin number two. All right, carry on. That's the point of the game. I get it.
And the last one.
Ooh, shit. I'm nervous about
Danielle Brandon.
Bad. Oh,
you don't like your number one?
I'm fine with it. It could have been worse.
I'm fine with it, actually.
Yeah. This isn't too bad overall.
It actually worked out okay. You could have really screwed us, and you didn't.
I think a lot of people would be okay with this list. My personal list would have been Pat Vellner number one out of these people, but I understand I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Daniel Brandt.
We know you love Pat.
I wish I went with your gut and put Pat at number two. I'll just say that. I wish we did that.
Would you put Brooke four then?
Yep.
And then that would be the list right there. I think that would be a better list too, but I don't mind this list at all. Taylor, what would your one through five be? Just you personally.
It would have been Danielle, Spiegel, Dallin, Pat, and Brooke would have been last.
Wow. What's that based on for you?
A combination of like things people are subscribing to them for and how many followers they have.
I'm pretty sure Brooke's got more than Dallin.
Yeah, but nobody gets what they want out of her. It's like a pseudo ad / like half naked shot.
Not quite thirsty enough. Not quite.
Yeah, at least she would give the people what they want. As far as what I remember, like Spin said, I can't see it anymore, which is cool.
Yeah,
that's fine.
There you go. Blind rankings, Instagrammers edition. Go to mantasleep.com, use code SPIN, save 10%. The next topic, you can't see Hiller if we do it, but we are bringing back.
Oh, this will be fun to get their opinion on this. I'm actually really excited to go with my little spiel and let them critique it.
We're bringing back the mountain.
Oh, I get to be on a mountain show.
Yes, the mountain is back.
All right, get rid of me. I'll just hang out.
All right, post open.
You can still hear me, right?
Yep. You're still there.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
So John has some updates to the mountain. Of course, we always start at base camp. So we have some people moving up, moving down. John, You ready to kind of defend yourself on base camp?
Yep. So I would ask, let me get through the whole mountain before y'all go on like opinions. Okay. Tyler has a hard time with this sometimes, but then we can break it down and I will take any critique. And we can go to war once the whole rigmarole is done. All right. So base camp, this is our big entries onto this is Austin Hatfield and Gracie Walton, the true winner of the.
She is a bad girl.
She is. Amen to that. And but they previously were on Rookie Hill. Oh, that was me talking. I thought that was somebody else talking. That's you got you. Sound bites now?
She is a bad girl.
All right.
That's right.
Wow, that now it sounds creepy now. Don't do it again.
Why? Totally
so,
creepy.
Previously, they were on Rookie Hill, and now they've made their way. They looked far into the distance, and they saw a much taller peak, and they've made their way over, and they are now at base camp. And what this means is I think they can make noise at the games. I think they're going to go to the games and potentially be top 20, maybe even top 15. All Austin Hatfield has done is just check off the checklist. He's going to keep on doing that in quarterfinals, regardless of how trash the workouts are or not. I think Austin Hatfield is going to thrive. Everybody else is just, a couple of people took a step back or aren't competing that were competing before or that we did not know. So there's a couple new names from that. Brandon Luckett, who was first in North American West, almost just putting him up there just to see if he can continue on the trend. I really don't think he will, but he's been proving me wrong so far. So I'm gonna give him his flowers until
Luckett's
until he stops. Hopefully he don't stop. He's been killing it. So he deserves to be at base camp for now. All right, onto the list.
Did you just put Luckett on there because he beat you at some workouts?
He beat everybody.
Yeah, Luckett is a freak.
Yes. He was first in North American West ahead of Vellner.
You know him and Cooper Marshall.
I know the workouts were very not a lot of separation between the workouts, and they were very accessible. But still, just a
Brandon will be
Vellner in anything.
Brandon will be anybody as long as the workout doesn't have a heavy barbell for the most part. He is a metabolic freak, and he has all the skills. He just cannot move a heavy bar.
Yeah, he's let me know.
So he'll win quarterfinals again. That's what you're saying.
And
he will do well, for sure.
Now it's time to the mountain. And I just put one big list on here, John, so you can walk through how you've changed it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bottom row first. Oh God. Oh, this was a lot, spin. Okay. Colton Mertens. There's not a lot you can say about him other than he's a bad boy, and that dude looks fitter.
Hey, that's a little bit cringy. It's inappropriate.
He looks. Calm down. Okay, put a shirt on. Okay, raise an eyebrow again.
Didn't you say something similar about someone else on the list?
He looks. He looks more ripped out, and maybe you can speak to this, Hiller. But he looks very, very. I think he looks more ripped out than he did last year, and I know last year, he was a lot smaller, like 10 pounds smaller.
I got something about the open announcement. Word on the street is a cameraman moved his rope as they were filming, and if he wouldn't have had to have adjusted his rope and untangle it mid-workout, he would have beaten Medeiros.
Yeah. No, I mean, I believe it. Yeah, he sent me some of his rowing numbers, and I mean, like, I think Mertens has potential to be I don't think I would predict it. What did you say?
What's up with your internet, bro?
You're cutting out again.
I'm trying.
You're probably making great points, but we can't hear any of them.
Oh, are you serious? This is terrible. Do you want me to try to switch back to my regular mic?
No, it's not changing. Keep going. Haley Adams.
Potential to be top 10. I think Haley Adams is amazing, and I'm just thinking about what we've seen previously with her. You can't really make any judgment calls on her fitness until really semifinals. maybe quarterfinals, but I'm not really going to say anything until semifinals. But I know her potential and her top five. And maybe she doesn't do that, but that's still liable to be top 12. We'll get the games this year. Maybe top six, but like I would predict top 12 for sure. And that's worthy of being on the list. There's not very many ahead of her. And then Saxon's new to the list. That's just from Chandler dropping out. Am I dropping out again?
You're good.
Yeah, you just keep going.
Keep going.
We'll have to deal with it.
All right. Well, now I'm all self-conscious. Other than that, there's not a lot of changes. Other than Laura Horvath has inched slightly higher to Tia Toomey. And she was on par with Ricky, but now she's taken a step higher to Tia. And honestly, quite frankly, what I should have done was drop Tia off the peak a little bit instead of putting Laura higher because of Tia's wrist thing. You know, we don't know what that is, but it wasn't good at the Open. So I just think it puts a little bit of a wrench into things. And I think Laura's closer to Tia than we thought previously.
Certainly.
And that's the mountain.
So
nothing's changed other than those changes.
If we think about quarterfinal workouts, the team, what was released for teams, and we translate that into what individuals may face, only four workouts. maybe not.
That's a sick burn.
PCs would, but Brian's
would not. Totally was that bad when he first started. Okay. So if you don't make comments, at least right. Know the history of Brian Friend's internet.
With only four workouts, there's handstand pushups. I guess not really that heavy of a barbell. Is there any chance that what we see at quarterfinals for individuals with only four, Tia finds a workout where she cannot do it well enough where she doesn't qualify?
The shoulder overheads would be a menace.
Even at the 125?
I mean, for reps.
If it's right? A 15-minute amp, yeah. That's a...
You know what, though? Even with a wrist issue, if she puts on one of those super strong, stretchy wrist wraps and just like deals with it, she's still going to get through. I don't know what you could give her that would actually stop her.
I don't know. I mean, you listen to her videos. You have to imagine. You have to imagine her videos make it sound more positive than what it is, right? When she says that she can't do a workout every once in a while. So again, like she's making improvements, but all it takes is one workout where she lifts it, catches it funny. They do put in heavier cleans. Like I have to imagine something dynamic is not the best for her.
Yeah, I don't know, but there's certain things where like you just, when you have to absolutely get something done and you have to suffer through it once, her base and level of fitness, injury or not, I think will give her a good enough score that the things she can do super well and score high on will balance her out and get her there. I can't even imagine her finishing 30, like qualifying for semis in 30th place and getting a slot. You know how bad she'd have to do for her standard to take 30th place and get a slot? It's just, unless this wrist thing is a real significant injury and not an itis of some kind or whatever the holding the baby too much thing she's talking about is, I don't know what you could give her, what they could program that would stop her from doing what she needs to do to take a shot to get the semis and have the time to heal up between.
Hey, John, has anyone ever given you any crap?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like.
Oh. John is way behind.
Uh-oh. What?
Your computer is lagging. That's what's happening.
I just got to know how he's got the champ beneath Ricky Garrard. I mean, I'm not mad about it. I'm a Ricky guy. And also, he's got Medeiros kind of low on that thing. And I wonder if he's looking up like, come on.
He moved Medeiros down. He moved Gabby up this last iteration.
You know, I can't talk crap about Gabby. She's kind of a killer.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
If you're talking about one underrated athlete, it's Gabby.
Gabby's a freak.
For sure.
Unless she's got to do the handstand standard.
I must have missed episodes as to why the guys are the way they are. I mean, I could say I could make an argument for Ricky being above, but like, where do you bump Adler down? Like, what has he done that deserves him to move below compared to what he's shown recently?
All right. Is my better now? Can I explain it?
Yeah.
You're not. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the 2024 CrossFit Games Mountain. And Jeff Adler.
Right.
Beneath Ricky Garrard.
Gotcha.
All said and done. That's where he's at. The podium will be between Roman Adler and Vellner. They got 2 of 3 spots, right? And 3 of those guys are going to fight it out for the 2 of 3 spots. The winner is going to be Ricky. And Laura is versus Ricky. Laura, the women, Ricky to the men. But she's got Tia Toomey in front of her. And then same thing with the women beneath the Vellner.
Dude, I'm hanging on your words like you can't imagine. I'm like, what did he say?
I'm trying. Oh man.
Is it better now?
Sign on your phone, dude. Go on your phone.
All right. Let me do that.
Your comedic timing is impeccable. That's all I have to say.
It's great. It's like you're planning it.
It is.
Heather's right here because.
Yeah, he did have Roman ahead of Ricky before this. He moved him down. And then Adler and Vellner have been sitting there in the third level. And then he moved BKG down, put Haley in, and then added Saxon and Colton onto it. So
it's not my mountain, but if you're gonna have Saxon on there, I bet Luckett beats the pants off Saxon this year.
Ooh, that's interesting. What's John?
He's on a mission.
John, can you hear us? You're not in the chat, are you? Spin, did you comment or was that John?
Uh-oh. That was definitely John.
I'm so sorry.
I am not sorry.
Oh, yeah. Just have him like click on the link on his phone. Pull it up on there.
Yeah, he should have it. I don't know. How would you rank the guys, Hiller?
Honestly, I like him the way that they have him. I started looking at it closer because someone in the comments said, how could Daniel Brandon and Raptus be on the same tier? But I actually kind of think that they should be where they're at. Perhaps bump up Lawson into that third row where the three dudes are sitting. But then who are you going to bump down? You can't really. So I like it. I think it's a good mountain. I got nothing to say about the mountain at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Danielle and Alexis are within a couple spots on last year, and Daniel did better than her the prior year. So, I mean, you take the last 2 years, I think they're good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on my good. Phone. Is that any better?
At the moment, yeah.
There he is.
Until you say something important, then we'll find out if it if it matters. Okay. Corey Leonard, did John Young eat some frog grips?
I did not. What was the question previous?
We were talking about the men rankings. Hiller agrees with where you have them.
Oh, nice.
I just want to know how you got Adler the champ below and on a tier with Krennikoff and Vellner. It was just it's cool. I agree with it. It's just interesting. I didn't think many would say that. Usually the champ is the champ.
I don't agree with it, but I think it's close enough.
Well, the next segment is supposed to be some CrossFit Games trivia. That you're supposed to try to beat John in CrossFit Games trivia. Have a call in, have a caller call in.
Oh, you got a phone line now?
We do have a phone line.
Awesome. I bet this is Ariel. This is Dylan Lowen messing with John's internet. He's tired of him talking crap about his wife.
mad about it. Would not be surprised.
Connections.
Hopefully he jumps back on. We are going to skip over the mountain, and we will do some betting with the boys, and hopefully that gets solved in the meantime. So here we go. All right. Betting with the boys. We do 3 questions. You guys have to bet put which side you're on. Start off with the first one. Looking to quarterfinals, Taylor Self versus the World quarterfinals edition. Who has the most wins during the showdown at CrossFit Crash?
Yes, he's back.
I changed rooms in my house. Hopefully this is better.
We'll try it. We will try it. So we'll start off. John, who has the most wins, Taylor versus the world?
Meaning Colton, Dallin, and Hopper?
Yes. And or Taylor?
I'm going to roll with Colton. I just think he's going to – there's going to be a gymnastics workout that he should just smash. And I think there'll be some type of squatting workout that he should smash. I think that's two out of the four, and then it's a wrap. If there's a part two and then there's a lift, between it'll probably be Hopper who wins that lift. I don't know what to tell y'all, guys. You're good.
Just talk.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll Colton.
We're talking quarterfinals, right?
Quarterfinals when Taylor takes on the three guys.
I'll take Dallin. I'll take Dallin. I think that I think he's not only is he already established in here, but he's still up and coming in a big way in a lot of ways of his game. And I think each year you'll see him take another step forward. I think Dallin will put on a show during quarters.
Hiller?
I would take Dallin as like the total quarters, but just winning workouts is why, in total, I think Dallin would win two.
I understand the difference now, but I'll still stick with Dallin.
I'm going to take Jedediah Snelson.
Not many squats.
Did you hear him earlier? He was on, yeah. I think, Pedro's, and he was calling out Taylor. And I figured while we're irritating Taylor by not ever choosing him, I might as well choose Jedediah. I choose Colton as well. I think Colton's in crazy good shape at the moment. But in either way, like, Dallin's a good pick too.
Yeah, I think if you look at the quarterfinal workouts again by teams, I just don't see them changing it that much. I think these would line up for Colton. And I think that they're going to be in the same type, same structure. I don't think we're going to see anything that's materially different where it wouldn't be the benefit for Colton. So I'm going with Colton as well.
Colton.
I'll just say, I think the weights and some of the movements will be, not that he's not strong, but I think some of the other guys are stronger, will move the weights better. And I think the row will play a significant part in the individual quarters as well, which he will be able to hang in.
Who, Colton?
Or Hopper.
You know, meters, yeah. Seth, 500 meters, 1,000 meters. God, do I hate meters.
Doesn't bother me, but I think it'll play a bigger role.
What weights would stop Colton?
I just feel like that, or maybe even cycling heavy enough deadlifts. If the deadlift carries over again, like to team, I feel like a heavy enough deadlift could stop him compared to someone like Hopper or Dallin.
Dude, and it
depends on how many reps too.
Hey, dude, you know we're talking.
Well, you hear leverage Dave over said? Reps is different than a one rep max. One rep maxes are not that important. It's how many times you can
actually
lever yourself.
I know, Colton has
all
the leverage in the world.
Being short, that would be actually incorrect.
No, I promise you. Go ahead.
I'm not saying he's not a good deadlifter. I'm saying physically levering his body, he will not have the same leverage.
Not wrong.
Speaking in terms of physics, just
I think 315 for reps, Colton deadlifts faster than everybody that's there at that quarterfinals camp.
Maybe.
I think you can see from the team workouts that I totally think will carry over to the individual workouts. What Dave said is that everyone who gets into the 25% is going to be able to play, which plays really well for Colton.
That's true.
Like crazy.
But he also made a comment about being able to play and getting to a certain point. He actually made a little comment about getting somewhere. So everyone can play maybe in the first few minutes of something, and then something could dead stop somebody and there could be a tie break in there. So it depends on how they structure it. But yes, he did say that too.
Yeah. I mean, if it's the same as this, I mean, I think.
Why do you think it would be the same, Andrew?
The same
because it wasn't the
last as far as scheme and look like, but not workouts, probably not even movements. But I could see like the thought of it being very similar.
yeah, I mean, I look through these workouts, somebody who just made it into the Masters 25%, and like I could probably do most of them, but I wouldn't get through very far on them, right? Like,
oh, Jay, that makes me think gated workouts, right? Like, you know, 16.2 type.
All right, moving on to the next one. Does Tia Claire Toomey finish top 10 in the quarterfinals? Start with Seth. Tough.
Man, that is so tough. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say she's done kind of playing around in these workouts and finds a way to make her wrist less of a factor. I'm in the camp that the wrist is not a huge factor and she's playing it safe, being really smart about it because there's nothing at stake early on. So I think the wrist is not likely a huge factor and she'll figure out how to mitigate it and she'll just hammer quarterfinals without even max effort. I think she'll do well. We'll see. I'll go with her.
Hiller.
If John's mountain is correct, then there's no way that this chick can finish outside of the top 10 and maintain status at the top of the mountain. So I'm going to say she's in the top 10 because I agreed with the mountain. Also, I'd like to say right here that she's looking like she's on the hot tail to be the next David Hippensteel, like working through her injury. And she's like, I can't even hold my baby anymore. They haven't given us any muscle ups.
I'm going to say she's outside the top 10. And before we left the last topic, my question when we were talking about her, I was going to say, how wild would it be if she finished 31st in her region and she was in the first heat in day one at quarter of semifinals? How wild would that be?
Be a cool story.
It'd make it a little bit more interesting the first heat.
It's top 10 in the world, right? Friday. That's the question.
Yes, but I'm saying that's an easy one for me. I'll say no. She's outside the top 10.
Yeah, I'm going to say no too. And the mountain doesn't matter about quarterfinals, Hiller. It's the 2024 CrossFit Games. Okay? When she gets to the games, her baby wrist is going to be fully back strong as Tia wrist, all right? Doing whatever way she wants to get it done with. I know you're a big fan of her getting done certain type of ways. It doesn't matter. She'll be fine come games time. Okay. Our quarterfinals, I think there's a first submission window. She'll know where she stands. She'll do whatever workout hurts the most, the last. And then she'll just do it what she has to be in the top, whatever 40 that in her region. That's what I
that it's will hard end to argue up. That.
But I think that's what she'll do.
All right, so we got two outside, two inside. And the last one, open or the quarterfinal participation, over under 50% signing up, registering for quarterfinals. It's right around that number every year at the top 10%. Now moving to the top 25%, do we see 50% participation?
God.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say too. No.
Yeah, no. I'm going to say no. Just under.
Do you know what it was last year by chance when there was the top 10%?
I think it was right around 50%.
All right, so they're going to take an extra 15. What are those extra 15% of people going to think about it?
Less, hey, maybe they won't less even fit.
Know. Yeah, they're less fit.
But probably more than
I don't know. If you keep track of Reddit the way I do, there's a lot of people who are super pumped about making it.
Until they see the work.
They might just be the loud ones. Yeah, they might just be the loud ones, though, the ones that are pumped. And there might be so many people who are like, I'm going to do the workouts, but I'm not signing up. And I know of a lot of people who are doing that.
I'm going to say that. I think that's going to be Reddit. I think it'll be over.
Over. Hiller takes over.
Over but close?
Yeah.
Or way over?
No, barely. Like
I think it's just, I think it's just under.
Hey, and if that's true, 15% and 50% still, that's a crazy bump in money for CrossFit.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Oh, yeah.
That's, how many people qualify this year? 10% of
10% of
300,000.
It'll be 346,000.
So it's going to go from about 35,000 to about
3,400,
70,000.
Yeah, so it's like 26,000 more people would participate in quarterfinals than last year.
Well, when that's you put it that way, it sounds like it's going to be under. But
I think it's interesting because I think you get the top 10%. Like, people don't do it because it's like, well, I qualified. It's kind of a good achievement, but I have no chance of making the semifinals. You've now added these people who have now qualified for quarterfinals for the first time. I could see more than 50% doing it in that 11 to 25% just because it's like, oh, I made it. I want to try this. Let's see how I do. So I'm going to go with Hiller just over 50%.
I think there's a lot of people who are pumped about it. Next year, they might not be, but we'll see.
Yeah, it all depends on what their experience is if they stand around looking at a barbell for a while.
It's going to make all the money grab people like really salty if it is over 50%.
I mean, yeah. I'll be happy if it's over 50%. And then their ploy to do this was
their ploy of what?
I hope they make all the money.
Yeah, I do too. People don't like to be wrong, but it's like I kind of hope I'm wrong there about the money grab thing.
Yeah. All right. It is now time. I need the first caller to do CrossFit Games trivia the first time. You guys will be competing against.
Nobody can hear me.
Be competing against John Young. Hopefully, he can answer.
Your whiteboard. Just hold up like your whiteboard.
So,
hey, if you can't hear me, I'm just going to type my answer in on the comment.
Okay.
So we have it'll be five questions each. So each of, you know, the caller and John will each get five questions. If one of them does not get it right, you can steal it. And Hiller and Seth are your lifeline. So each of them, you can ask them for help on one question. So you get two total questions. So the person who does call in will automatically receive a $20 gift card to Paper Street Coffee, paperstcoffee.com. So even if you're embarrassed, you still can get that. And then if you do beat John somehow, you win a limited edition barbell spin flag for your garage gym affiliate, wherever you want to take it. So need somebody to call in and we'll get this thing started.
If John wins, does he get to keep the flag each week?
No, he doesn't get the flag.
Does he have like 50 of them in his garage?
Limited number.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
Has anyone beat John before?
It's the first time.
I'm undefeated.
Somebody call. Somebody call. How many viewers are on right now? Someone will call.
437 people.
Shut up.
Let's go.
Oh, here we go.
Hell yeah.
Everyone
else here, losers.
Oh, you got somebody?
We got somebody. Caller, hello.
Here we go.
Mute your TV, YouTube.
Make sure you mute YouTube.
Sounds like Jigsaw wants to play a game.
Oh, it's Jigsaw.
Hello. The connection is.
Can you hear me?
Can I hear? We can start to hear you.
I don't know why.
We do not have a good connection. All right. We're going to have to try another caller. All right, next one. Call on in.
If nobody else calls, we can do Seth or Hiller.
Yes. LDY2742. Tia tapes that wrist and rocks up.
It should be Hiller and I versus you. You're the senior.
I'm saying we can
Hiller
do that.
And I should get to team up. Yeah, we should team up.
That's what I'm saying.
Caller, how are you? All right,
I think that was the same guy.
Caller, hello. Caller, can I hear you?
Dang, Sevan does this 24 yeah. hours.
All right.
Go ahead.
Homie, it's not that hard, dude. Like, quit being a little bitch and stop talking to the voice transformer.
Ortega.
What's up? Can you hear me? You good?
Maybe a little better.
Oh. It's Ortega?
Ortega. Now it's Ortega.
Using a voice transformer?
I don't know. Nobody can get through.
Oh, if it's your fault, then I take it back.
I can hear you guys.
We can't hear you, though.
Oh, Vindicates is not a caller issue. I apologize for the caller.
Yeah, might not be a caller issue. All
right, we'll try this one.
The caller's like, what the hell, man? Sorry.
Caller.
Yeah, I heard you. Okay.
It's the Rodecaster.
It is the Rodecaster. It is not cooperating.
It's the Rodecaster caveman.
All right.
You just want to do Seth and Hiller on this one, and then we'll try it again next time.
Yep. There we go.
Well, we beat John. Can we pick someone from the comments to give the prize to after we destroy him?
I do like that. So we'll do three questions.
Seth's been watching all the old footage. You come out with 2007, 2008 stuff. Like he's going to have an advantage.
You know what? I still screw it all up anyway. All right, so
each of you will get three questions, and we'll go in order. We'll go John, Seth, Hiller. If John does not get it right, we'll pass it off to Seth. He can steal it and then go to Hiller. All right, first question to John. What year were burpees not programmed in the CrossFit Open?
That is a hard one. I'm going to say 2010.
Not correct. Seth, do you want to? Can you steal?
Man. I will go with 2012.
Incorrect.
2014.
Also incorrect. 2015 had no burpees in the open.
It's 14.5.
Hey, bro. Like,
no, it's
all right. Seth,
15, huh?
Which male athlete has four top 10 open finishes in the last 5 years? Which male athlete has four top 10 open finishes in the last 5 years?
I'll go with Pat Bellner.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Hiller.
I'm going to go with BKG.
Incorrect. And John.
I really like this game.
I'm going to go Yonakowski.
Oh, guys. 0 for 3 again.
God, we look so dumb.
Who is Jeff Adler.
Oh, someone said
really?
It. Someone said it right away, too.
Jeff Adler. The only time since 2020 was in 2022. He finished 12th.
Damn.
Here is one for you guys. Hiller, who is the oldest male to win the CrossFit Games?
Is it James Fitzgerald?
It is. He was 33 in 2007.
Thank God.
What type of Hiller softball question is that? You give us freaking the hardest open questions ever, and you're going to give him
everyone got the it wrong, oldest right?
person?
Everybody got,
men, there's only like three men who've ever won
good
it.
For you.
Like,
good gonna... for you.
And Matt Frazier was close, all right? He was like 80 when he finished the last year.
All right, John. Who is the only athlete to qualify for the Rogue Invitational via the Q twice?
Say the question again.
Who is the only athlete to qualify for the Rogue Invitational via the Q, the online qualifier, twice?
Danny Spiegel.
No. Seth?
I'll say Lauren Fisher.
Oh, I have another guess. I should have went with this person first.
I'm Hiller?
Is it Chandler Smith?
It is not.
God!
We suck.
Can I go again?
No.
Who You don't get the points for it, but do you know it?
Is it? Who is it?
All right. Well, who did you say, Seth? Who's Seth? Who's
Laura Fisher. It's Laura Fisher.
Mertens. Colton Mertens.
No.
No, he made it last year.
Manon Anganese.
I would have never gotten her.
No,
I'm like, never. I hope I can get that. I would have never got. I like her, but never.
Dude, this, I all listen. Right. I know James questions. I don't know these off the wall.
Hey, according to these questions, you know neither.
Seth,
had the mid which one? You got the only games question.
All right, right.
Seth, here you go. Which woman won their 2023 semifinal without winning one event? Which woman won the 2023 semifinal without winning an event?
Oh man, I'm trying to think of did Alex Kazan win her semifinal? I don't know. I'll go Alex Kazan. I don't even remember if she won or not, but that's my pick.
Incorrect. Hiller.
Oh, that's what I was, Ellie Turner.
That is correct.
Boom! Nice pull.
John, did you know that?
That's 2 points, yeah. Mr. Young.
I'm sure Hiller's the best analyst. Take it and run.
Hiller to get 3 points. Over under. So John,
I'm out.
John, you have to answer this one for Hiller. So it's between Hiller and Seth. Over under, what's the least number of events a barbell has been used at the CrossFit Games?
Over or under, I just choose a number.
Yes. But John will give you over under.
Oh,
I'm giving the over under.
And you have to answer it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Two.
What, did you see Barkley's freaking comment? It's
no, I can't see the comments. Did he say two?
Yeah.
Do you think it's over or under that two?
All right. Now, which way is over and which way is under? I want to say, is it
between over would be three or more, under would be one or zero.
Okay. I'm going to say over.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Four.
Oh, okay.
Four. It happened three times, 2015, 2019, and 2022 only featured a barbell in four events. Hiller, I'll give you the over-under on this
one.
Seems
like a lot. Like, that's the least amount?
That's the least. Yep. Hiller, you give the over-under. How many times has Sam Briggs won an open workout?
That's a fun one.
Is there a clock? I'm kidding. Twice.
That's your over under?
It's my.
Yeah, two times. What if you choose the number? You can't go over or under.
Yeah, then you win, but you're not going to get it.
Whose pick is it?
Both of you can answer.
I'd say over.
John, do you agree?
You want to give a number? I'm going to say over, and I'll say five. She's won five.
Over
four. She won 12 open workouts, guys.
Whoa, that's amazing. Glad I went with over.
All right.
Damn, Corey Leonard hit a 10. Good job, man.
Yeah, you're way better. JR listed four right there.
Wait. I thought
you. Damn, my bad, Sam.
Like worldwide, not announced. You worldwide, right?
Yeah, open workouts. Totally. She won 12 open workouts in
good
the world.
Lord, that's crazy. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All right, we'll do three more. We'll go back to start to John. Who had the worst event finish and still won the CrossFit Games?
I'm trying to think if there's a handstand push-up event that Laura Horvath. I'll say
Laura Horvath,
running 37th and triple three, unless you're going to count 2008, see if Kalipa had like a 97th in a hill.
It's in the games era. So 2011 through current. So not the ranch or 2010, not the ranch.
I'll say Rich is 37th then.
Incorrect. Seth.
My gut tells me one of the workouts Matt may have bombed back in the day, like the rope climb fail, but I don't know. Let's see. And one. You know, I'm just gonna go out of left field here. I'm gonna say Camille.
Elizabeth Elevated was really low too.
Camille is incorrect.
Ah, worth a shot.
It's gotta be Sam Breeze.
Also incorrect.
Is it Adler's Elizabeth Elevated?
This woman took 38th place in the ranch deadlift ladder, Katrin David's daughter.
Oh.
Damn.
That's a good question. Only good question you've had. The rest of the questions.
You're out, John.
That is a really good trivia question.
Well, thank you. Glad you like one of them. Seth, who has won back-to-back Dubai Fitness Championship titles?
Let's go with
That means he's had no idea.
I'm trying to think back because it's been a while. I'm trying to think of who they used to invite every year. I have no idea. We'll go with didn't Matt win it one time? We'll go with Matt. Maybe he won twice. I don't know.
He did not win it back to back. Hiller.
Fakowski.
False. John.
Roman.
I hate you. John. Roman. I swear it was
Roman did not win it back to back. Karen Freyova.
Oh, dang.
I just said we are terrible.
You said Roman. You said Roman.
I said Roman.
Exactly.
Freyova. Yeah. I said I gave you a men's pick and a women's pick. Yeah.
No, no.
Wait a minute. You can't choose both.
No other. Karen is the only one to have won back to back. Roma did not. And Hiller, last question. Which female athlete has won the Open the most times?
Jamie Green?
No. John?
That's a good pick, though.
I know. He's been like all sneaky.
This one might surprise you guys.
I know, that's how I'm feeling too. He's like pulling these off the wall that you would never think of things. My original thought was Sam because of the 12 events, but I'm stuck between Camille and Sarah. Let's roll with Sarah because I think that I don't.
Sarah is the correct answer. Three times, 2017, 2019.
That's the only. I didn't know that at all either. I was just guessing. All right.
You guys want to do the?
Did Camille win it twice?
I don't know. It's on my list.
Springy.
I would not have known. You guys want to do one tiebreaker?
Yeah.
All right. So this is a list. I'm going to give you a subject, and you have to keep going around in a circle, naming off people. And if you get it wrong, you're out.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So you just have to
name people. This is calling me out right away then.
So, Hiller, since you had the most, do you want to go first, second, or third?
Third.
All right. So it's John. You'll start off. All right.
Terrible idea.
So you're going to list off athletes who have five or more CrossFit Games event wins. So basically, you'll say athlete A. If it's correct, you'll move on to Seth. He'll list off. You can't repeat names until you guys miss or you run out. All right, John.
Okay. Matt Frazier.
Okay, Seth.
Froning.
Okay. Hiller.
I feel like it shouldn't be that hard.
It should not be hard to get
the first round. Not be hard.
Anyone that's won a CrossFit, five or more CrossFit Games event wins.
And yet the second I say something like Josh Bridges, I'm boned, but I'm going to say Josh Bridges.
That's correct.
All right.
Back to John.
See it to me.
Oh, I thought one. You already said. Okay.
Seth.
Let's go Let's go Carl Webb Saunders.
Yes.
You said five, right?
Five or more.
Freaking Sam Briggs.
Yep. She had 11. John.
Annie Thor's daughter.
She had 14. Seth.
Jason Kalipa.
He had 6.
Dang. Ooh,
getting close.
Hiller.
Laura.
Laura Horvath has had 11.
No, the other Laura.
Well, you're going to go with Horvath because you got it.
Okay.
John.
Camille.
You are out. Oh. She does not have 5 or more event wins. All right. Up to Seth and Hiller.
This is a games question, John.
I know.
I'm really disappointed in myself.
I got hard, though.
I'm just going to throw Koski out there because of the swim events.
Incorrect.
Oh,
Hiller. There you guys are all still in if you all miss.
Is that right?
Hiller. If you get it right, you win.
Jeez, I really want to say this person, but dude, Katrin.
Katrin Davis-Lutter had 13.
You wait, we didn't say Katrin?
Nice Dang job, Hiller. Yeah, I thought we already said Katrin.
Hey,
you did not include three. You guys did not include Kristen Clever with 6, Akin Wally with 6, Kristen Holta with 5, Fikowski with 8, Vellner 7, Adler 6. Gee had 5. Spencer Hendel had 5. Ooh. Spieler and Roman both had 5.
I was so five. Five was a big,
a lot of fives.
I wish we had like a little thing that checked off, like a name.
I do. I wish I was one of those.
Who the names we said?
What would you say?
What I'm saying, I wish it was on the board.
Yeah, but if we have a caller, John, then they can't see it. So
like Jeopardy, it'd
be unfair to you.
Yeah, so, no,
that's why.
Well-deserving win on Andrew's part.
Thanks.
Yeah,
that was fun. I like.
What do I got to give it to someone? I got to give some stuff to someone.
Yeah, pick out a winner, and they will win a flag.
I'm gonna give it. A flag.
Barbell spin flag.
Corey Leonard.
Corey, message me on Instagram. You will win a barbell spin flag, and we'll hold the gift card for Paper Street Coffee for next time. Hopefully the Roadcaster wants to cooperate. But thanks, guys. Thank you, Hiller. Thank you, Seth, for jumping on last minute to fill in for Tyler. We all know that the senior analyst now is Hiller. John, you've been demoted to analyst. Maybe next time.
Yeah, so. Deserving.
Thank you, guys, for watching. Next week.
Up with these open questions.
Yeah, those were tough.
He was on his game, dude. He was all spazzed out because of his microphone.
Next week, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, same time as always, Colton Mertens, Jake Berman, 100 bar-facing burpees, winner-take-all, $1,000 thanks to Hero Barbell Company and Swolverine. So see you next week, and we'll see you can do the burpees the fastest.